Sisters, written by Gabrielle Lord and read by Petra Kalev. Xanthi Deering hunched over the computer behind the counter at the Apostolica, the fragrant, dark little shop in the main Kissamos Castelli Road that ran from the western side of Crete directly to Chania. The proprietor, Mrs. Agapi Galagis, had allowed her very occasional use of the shop's ancient computer. On these infrequent visits, Xanthi had prayed that Agapi's husband, big, beautiful Buffy Manousos, wouldn't be there. The guilt was just too much for her to cope with, Xanthi thought, when she and Manousos were in the presence of his wife. Xanthi adjusted her flowing, embroidered tunic top, lifting its straps back onto her tanned shoulders, the topaz bracelet that her sister Greta had given her many years ago flashing on her left wrist, aware that she was revealing far too much of her breasts in Akiria Kalergis' holy shop. Her eyes met those of the sorrowful, stern icon of the Panagia, holding her infant Jesus, his face unlike any baby's she'd ever seen, almost a grown man's face on a small body, both mother and baby looking at her with reproach from the opposite wall. She'd painted a copy of this famous icon on the wall of her tiny chapel studio, in vivid reds and blues, with a very successful gold paint enriching the background, shedding radiance from the infant and his mother. On the opposite wall, she'd painted the local goddess, Dictynia, goddess of the nets, an Artemis Diana figure. She'd smiled with pleasure at her work as she sat on the floor of her chapel studio, studying the now glowing figures on each wall as it curved up to form the tiny Cretan chapel roof, the Holy Mother and Child on the right side, the pagan virgin on the other, and she herself sitting on the floor, neither virgin nor mother, and not at all holy between them. That rosary dream of hers from years ago had been genuinely prescient, and now she felt that she had honoured her dream with this painting. Everything was coming to fruition. But just now, in Kyria Agapi's Galergis' icon shop, the overpowering smell of frankincense made her feel sick. Guilt and incense, combined with a disapproving Madonna and child, made an unpleasant coupling. Xanthi shifted uneasily on the hard wooden bench and tucked back a straying lock of hair. Her golden fleece, as her older sister Greta called it, behind her ear. To one side of the counter, a row of plastic krikris, Crete's famous wild goat, seemed oddly out of place among the icons. Kilia Kalergis was further down the counter, busy serving a stout, black-clad woman, placing a row of various-sized versions of the famous Cretan icon of the Madonna and Child, whose sandal is slipping off, on the counter in front of the woman, while the customer deliberated on what size she wanted and what price she was willing to pay. "Nah, nah," the woman was saying, nodding, while Kilia Kalergis shook her head. "Ohi, ohi," she argued,